We welcome in from the Boston Sports Journal. BostonSportsJournal.com is where you find it. It's Greg Bedard. Hi, Greg.
What's up, fellas?
What is your level of concern, Greg, when it comes to the Patriots' passing attack, given the way that it looked in this game today?
Well, Beadle, it is. I have great concern about their passing game. And it's not even, you know, it would be one thing if it was just today. I mean, that's a good passing passing defense on the Bills. But, I mean, we're basically talking about, 10 straight quarters since halftime, even before halftime, of the Dolphins game, through the Steelers game, and now this game, where they just they bottomed out. I mean, that was one of Tom Brady's, you know, worst games of his career. I think it was the sixth lowest passer rating that he's had in his career. You know, it's very concerning. I mean, I don't know how they get the ship righted with the passing offense. I thought we would have seen a little bit more diversification. I thought we might see them try a few more things just to, you know, see what happens, especially, you know, that last drive that they had where they, first of all, they ran the ball every single time. Then they get down there, it's third and two, third and goal from the two. And instead of maybe trying to, you know, a toss to Gronk, maybe get a little bit good feeling going into the next game, they run a toss sweep to the left that goes for minus 3 yards. I mean, it's a big concern. I mean, I don't know if I'm the only one saying it. I don't know if you guys have been talking about it, but I mean, this is a big concern for this team.
Well, I think when we've talked about it so far tonight, I think a big part of it is that Brady's hurt. He looks hurt.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked about for a few weeks now about Brady probably dealing with something. He doesn't want to hang in the pocket. I mean, I don't know what you guys saw, but I think this might have been the worst game for him in terms of reacting to pressure. I mean, he didn't want to have – if there was a guy flashing at him, he wanted to have nothing to do with it, including that one screen pass where – you know, there really wasn't all that much pressure on him. He gave up on the play in like 0.5 seconds. And, you know, it's obvious that he does not want to get hurt and, you know, is just trying to stay healthy for this team. I mean, hopefully that's wise down the road because they didn't really need him today. So why take any unnecessary shots? But, you know, it's all of it's a concern.
Was this really a good game for the Patriots defense, Greg, overall, or were they aided by the ineptitude of the Bills quarterback, Josh Allen?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a good performance by these guys, but, I mean, Josh Allen is terrible. I mean, all you have to do is stop their run, keep them in the pocket, and make them try to connect on some passes. And, I mean, there were, what, a handful, half dozen plays where, I mean, he wasn't even close to the receivers. I mean, this was like who was it that we saw? Oh, Mitch Trubisky in Chicago, when he couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat either. I mean, it was just it was bad offense. It was the type of offense where, you know, it's easy to play defense against it. But, you know, look, the Patriots made some plays. J.C. Jackson, it just continues to get better every single week. Every time he's on the field, it seems like he's doing something better. You know, Jason McCourty comes up with a pick and a huge strip as the Bills look like they were finally about to go into the end zone. So, you know, there were some timely, good plays. And, you know, look, it wasn't anything that we haven't seen before. The Patriots play well defensively at home, you know, and they win at home. And so this just continued on.
Well, Greg, I know you like talking about the offensive line. Today's the day to talk about the offensive line. They played great.
The big fellas were awesome up front. I mean, look, you know, give the running back some credit. I mean, I thought Sony Michel did a nice job. You know, getting some yards after contact. You know, still he didn't have a lot of these, oh, I got to make a guy miss, and then, you know, it wasn't blocked well, and I'm getting the play. We didn't see a lot of that still. But, you know, there were plays he made after contact, and his speed definitely made a difference as far as getting plays to the second level. But I mean, most of the time with these runs, the Patriots runners, whether it was, you know, Patterson or Dorsett or Burkhead or White or Michelle, whoever, I mean, it seemed like they were running for 7-8 yards before they were even encountered a Bills defender. So, you know, I thought there was it was really good blocking. I thought there was a lot of good design between McDaniels and Skarnecki as far as the running game. They wham blocked these guys to death. You wonder when they were going to pick up on it and not start charging up the fields and opening up gaps there. But the Bills just never smart enough in that regard. But After last week, you could sort of tell that Scarnecchia must have just ripped these guys a new one all week because they were much more on point with their blocking. The pass blocking wasn't great. I think there was a decent amount of pressure on Brady, but I think I only saw one penalty against the offensive line on Cannon for a false start. But other than that, I thought they were great.
So Brady's not right. Concerns with the offense, I think they're warranted, so I'm with you on that. They're not very good on the road, Greg, but the Eagles end up beating Houston today, and as of today, the Patriots are in the 2 seed, and looks like they're going to get a bye. All they're going to do is beat the Jets next week at home. Feels like that's going to happen. So I don't know. Despite all these worries and issues, have the expectations maybe changed a little bit? Because they're just one game away from the AFC Championship game, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, look, they could very well be hosting the AFC Championship again if somebody goes into Kansas City and upsets the Chiefs, which is not out of the realm of possibility with, you know, Andy Reid and that unit. But I think this is one of those years, one of those rare years where you're not sure what to expect. I mean, would anybody be all that surprised if they got upset in the first round at home? I mean, I wouldn't be, not with the state of the passing game. I mean, look, it's good that they can run. They're going to have to run with the state of this offense. I mean, Gronkowski was shut out, I think, for the fourth time in his whole career. No catches on 3 targets. So I could see them getting upset in the first round. I could see them going all the way to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's going to be who brings it that day, but they got to find a way to get this passing offense going because at some point they're going to have to march down the field throwing the ball, and right now you're not really sure whether this unit can do that.
Greg, what do you gather on the injury to Cordarrelle Patterson? All of a sudden he becomes a more important figure in the Patriots offense, and he left this game with a knee injury.
Yeah, he was limping pretty good, coming off the field and in the locker room. That's a concern, but we'll have to see how it reacts. But Patterson's one of those guys. The good thing is I don't think he's had a whole lot of injury problems in his career. He seems like one of these, you know, sort of natural athletes that can deal with that kind of stuff. So this isn't like, you know, if Sony Michel had an injury or Edelman, somebody who's had injury problems in the past. It might be a good week to rest him and with the bye and all that stuff, so I'm not overly concerned about it. And you're right. He's becoming a bigger and bigger piece of this offense with each passing week, and they need him on the field.
Greg, there was to get off just not only this game today, but there were reports pregame today. Jason Lock and Forrest, CBS Sports, reporting on the potential for there being a sort of a mass exodus of coaches and executives from the Patriots as they look toward the offseason. What do you think the possibility of that happening is for this team?
Beetle, I saw that report. There were some interesting parts of it that makes you say, okay, not, you know, totally throw cold water on it. And Jason's a good reporter. The one thing I will say about that is, didn't we hear a lot of the same stuff last year? I mean, yeah. It looked like the sky was falling in terms of both coordinators are going to leave, and Caserio is going to do this, and he's going to go with McDaniels and all this stuff. And ends up only Patricia left. I think there's a lot of rumor mongering this time of year. I'd still be surprised. I mean, you know, Josh needs to find the perfect job. Will he find that? I don't know. And as far as some other people, I'm not sure Flores would jump at a job in Caserio and, you know, some of the guys in the front office. They're very picky about their jobs too, and they should be. So we'll have to see what happens.
Well, Patricia will be back here any day now with the way things are going in Detroit.
So, you said that, I didn't, Beetle.
So that's only a matter of time before he's back on the Patriots sidelines. One more thing for you, Greg. Who do you like tonight on Sunday Night Football? Kansas City going to Seattle.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. I mean, I think I picked the Chiefs, but man, Seattle in that spot with that defense, and you got to think that Seattle, this is the type of, you know, the Chiefs really don't have a good defense. I mean, they're really terrible on defense, and so you got to think that will help Seattle's offense, which isn't that great. I like Seattle in this spot, but that Chiefs team. Mahomes shows a lot of toughness. They've played all their games have been close. It's going to go down to the end.
All right, Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal. Find him at bostonsportsjournal.com. BackstageCountry.com. Greg, thanks as always.
All right, thanks, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.